from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of injuries, there's some news that came out yesterday surrounding Kyle Pitts with your Atlanta Falcons. Of course, the tight end there. We know he's dealt with his injuries in the past. This season, though, I think everyone has like really high expectations for him. And more importantly, he has those for himself. But we do know that he was listed as a limited participant on Wednesday in their practice, dealing with some hamstring tightness. But he did say he expects to be 100% healthy for Sunday's season opener against the Steelers. So hopefully that calms some of you folks out there. I know in this text thread in the morning shift group chat, some alarms were ringing.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, no. Well, it wasn't for me. Day-Day was very upset.
Day-Day was very upset with this news. But are you happy now?
There's a couple WTFs dropped on there. Yeah. No,
it was just not the news we were looking for heading in on the Wednesday before week one. So that said, I heard Mark Raimondi on yesterday, who I guess would sent the original tweet, and he said he didn't realize the stir it would cause when he would just reported the news. Kyle Pitts did tweet out, "It's amazing what some of y'all call limited. Missing two reps in a full practice is apparently limited." And look, Raheem didn't shy away from it either. He definitely talked about it. It was something that
he
talked about, and it's just one of those deals where
they're being transparent, as Raheem said, as Morris said.
Yeah, and it's something we haven't seen lately. The last couple of years, we didn't get quite that transparency. But here's Raheem talking about with Kyle Pitts' status.
No, you should be. I mean, that's perfectly fine for you to be on edge. You know, we just want to be transparent in everything that happened. He got a hamstring a couple weeks back, and, you know, he's been dealing with it, you know, he's been dealing with it a little bit, and, like, he's been fine. He's limited, and we just want to be transparent with all those things that's going on with us and how we're going about our business and make sure we report things the right way. And Kyle went out and practiced today. He had a limited reps. We did about 75% of his reps, and he got a nice workload. He got a nice lather. He got a chance to run around a bunch, and he feels really good. So we're really excited about getting him out there ready to play. And just throughout the remainder of the season, you know, it happened right there, right before we kind of left and had that couple of days off. And he did a nice job of being here over the weekend and really working with the guys and getting back ready. So we are fired up for him. We're fired up for us and fired up to get him out there playing.
It's just funny because in his voice I can hear, yeah, I mean, Arthur got fined $75,000 or $25,000. Team got fined $75,000, whatever it was last year. But I think it was the Bijan Robinson thing where he only played like one snap against Tampa or whatever else was going on. So transparency. And I think you heard Raheem probably use that 8 times in that. Just kidding. But it just felt like he used the word transparent or transparency throughout that statement a lot. And that's the name of the game. And I do think that Kyle Pitts' tweet kind of put a lot of people at ease where he's like, man, just calm down. Like, you know what I mean? It's just
a
small
soreness.
I'm sure
he's probably getting idiots tweeting at him, fantasy people, all that. Not that all fantasy people are. I'm not saying that. But the certain maybe outliers of that group, I'm sure. So, yeah, maybe he probably felt the need to throw something out there given – and that kind of sucks.
Yeah, I wasn't falling back to idiots. I was thinking about the fans that were going, please, Kyle, please, please.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Please.
I was thinking negative. I was thinking negative people tweeting negative thoughts.
Wow.
Benefit of the doubt.
Tip. Oh, that was my role on this show. Interactions on social media.
I'm just saying.
Are you having an identity crisis, Tiffany, as you come back?
Maybe I am today. There's a lot going on.
look, I don't think you're wrong, though, but I don't think Mike's wrong either. I think both of you can be right. I'm sure the fans that were whining about their fantasy team, a majority of them live outside of the state of Georgia.
I was thinking the same thing.
And I think there was a majority of the fans in the state of Georgia who were Falcons fans that were hitting him with what Mike was saying.
When you Google his name, the first thing is like mentioning this, oh, your fantasy lineups. And I'm always on the side of like, players are people.
Well, Tiff, and you don't play fantasy, so you don't know this, but when something happens and somebody is downgraded from healthy to questionable or downgraded,
I have played before.
It pops up on your phone. Like, that's the first thing you hear when this person has been upgraded to healthy or downgraded to probable or whatever it is. It literally is a push notification on my phone from like two different apps, and you're like, oh my God, what? What happened?
Panic mode. Normally, when it's a baseball one, it's credited to 92.9's Grant McCauley says Michael Harris day to day. You know, like that. I swear, Grant and I, no kidding. When you sent it to me the first time, and I went to my fantasy and I saw it. So now every time I go to my fantasy baseball team and I on Yahoo and I see Grant get credited, I sent it to him, and Grant's doing it to me, too. Yeah. Like, the last, like, seven texts we have are Grant getting credit for updates. So
that's awesome.
We need
Joe
Patrick in that realm Falcons.
Come on, Joe.
We've got more Falcons on the way. We'll hear more from Coach Raheem Morris and also Jesse Bates and his signing bonus. We'll discuss next year on the other side when we come back on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is Boomer Esiason with Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. Six-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick, who hated press interactions, has more media gigs than rings now. He'll be
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.